Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. You're probably wondering, who are we and why should you listen to us?
Those are good questions. Who are we and why are we here?
Well, we're a 60-something aged couple.
60-something.
60-something. Let's just say we have Medicare cards.
And we're not afraid to use them, although we haven't.
Not yet, because we're both still working. But anyway, how we got here was I was in a group of women in a coaching group about a year ago, and most of the women were younger, and most of them were single. And when we were talking about skills that we have or life experiences, I happened to mention that I had been married at that time for 37 years. And the woman who was running the group said, 37 years? How'd you stay married 37 years? Nobody's married 37 years anymore. You ought to do a podcast about that. You ought to write an ebook about tips for how to stay married for 37 years. And so this idea has been rolling around in my head for almost a year. And God has been doing some nudging for me to follow through with it. And so when it got to the time where he nudged a third time, I knew I better pay attention and do something about this. And so here we are, trying to figure out podcasting, trying to figure out equipment and controlling volume and mixing things, but trying to be obedient to what God's asked us to do.
Yep. Well, you pretty much said it all. I mean, it's interesting where, because we've been married 37 years.
Now 38.
Well, okay.
Hope now you 38. Missed on that test.
Oops. Well, it's confusing for me because I was married. Part of my testimony is I was married twice before. So.
This is the only time I've ever been married.
Yeah. So, So technically I still wasn't right, but oh well.
And we're going to go more into our story in our next episode, but at least wanted to get this podcast started, wanted to get ourselves out there, wanted to try this. And so we're hoping for those of you who are listening that you'll give us a lot of grace as we try to figure out this process. And I'm believing that we will get better and better and better at it as we go along.
Oh, yeah.
We'll probably get better equipment first. It's the first thing we'll do. But if you could see our setup, you would just laugh. But anyway.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So we're here to talk about, we're not marriage therapists. We are both trained life coaches. So we do have a background of helping people. We have a ministry background of helping people. But we are here to give advice based on our personal experiences, and we'll have some guests who will give advice and examples and testimonies from their personal experiences. But this is not, if you're looking for marriage therapy, this isn't the group.
This is not it.
No, we're not it. But if you're looking for a place to hear about how we made it this far, and I would say now we have a great marriage, but there's different ways to define great. Our marriage is great. It's not perfect.
No. It's interesting. And it's fun. We laugh a lot.
It's never boring.
It is never boring.
Never boring. But we're going to be sharing how we got here. We're going to be sharing the ups and downs of getting here. We're going to share about how meeting Jesus when we were married about 7 years, I think it was, probably saved our marriage, or we wouldn't be here together for 38 years to tell you about how we got here. So if you're looking for experiences about relationships, conversation about how to build relationships, conversations for those of you who aren't married yet about what to look for in a spouse.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, no marriage is perfect. I mean, we've had our ups and downs, but I think everybody does. Whenever you have a relationship with two people.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's what you do to get through the hard times of the relationship. It's what you do during the good times of the relationship to build it up so that it can withstand the bad times or the challenging times. And it isn't always a challenging time with the relationship between the two of you, but it might be a challenging time in your family. It might be a challenging time in the world. Look at the times we've just come through now. I think spouses who didn't spend much time together had to spend a lot of time together, and that didn't work so well for some people because they realized they didn't have a lot in common. I mean, lots of times women, we tend to put mothering ahead of being a wife. And when the kids leave, you may forget who you are. You may forget why you married your husband. You might even forget what you liked about him at that point. I've heard stories like that.
Yep. Well, and there was a part of our life where I traveled a lot for my work. And when I was traveling, you started working a third shift job. And then all of a sudden I was home and it's like, wait a minute, where is she?
That wasn't exactly a third shift job, but it was, I was out a lot in the evenings.
Oh, you were out a lot.
I was out a lot in the evenings. I was working in a hospital setting with parents of newborns in a neonatal intensive care unit, and lots of my teenage moms were there in the evening hours, and so I was there. And plus, to keep myself busy while he had been on the road, I joined a lot of boards and committees and things, and so I was out four or five times a night, but that's because I didn't want to be home by myself. Yeah, because when you were on the road, you were gone all week. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you were only home for like 24 hours. You would get home mid-Saturday and turn around and leave mid-Sunday. Yeah. And sometimes you were even gone for 2 weeks straight in a row. And so I didn't see you for 2 weeks. And it just happened that when Wayne's job sent him on the road was right about the same time our daughter, who is our only child, started college. And we had to have the dog put down. So all of a sudden, I'm there all by myself trying to figure out how to do life. I had instant empty nest. And when you got home, that was a process because it was almost like we had to learn to be married again. We had to learn to live together again because I had gotten into my own routine. And
yeah, my routine was definitely different because I was living in a 12 by 12 room all week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's lots of situations. We have lots of stories over 38 years to share and to talk about, and lots of lessons learned. And we know we will have friends and people who we respect who we hope will join us in this journey of this podcast to give their experiences. And we hope that we will bring value to you in doing so, and that you can learn something that will be helpful in your relationships, either in determining what kind of a relationship you're looking for or in how to grow and build and maintain the relationship that you have now.
And through it all, we can tell you God is certainly good.
Yes, God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you have anything else you want to add before we end this introductory episode of our podcast?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Probably after we start, I will.
Mm.
Episode 2.
Well, anyway. So we hope you will find this enjoyable. And if you think we're a little crazy, that's probably a good observation.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, I would. I think it's a, yeah, I think that's the humor is part of what's kept us together and kept life going, because you need to learn to laugh at situations.
Oh, yes, you certainly do.
Yes. So look for us on Fridays and watch for our next episode. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye now.